From the shadows, I watched as he neared her. He smiled, and then so did she. He asked her name. He asked why she was in this alley alone, but he never asked about where I had gone. The small talk didn't last long before he placed his hands around her waist and leaned forward and kissed Mayuko gently. She didn't kiss him back at first, but as he continued to kiss her, she finally responded, kissing him and placing her dainty hands on his firm upper arms. It was a beautiful moment between them, and I would have savored it longer had it not flashed in my mind that I would never know such a moment myself. No stranger would ever kiss me in a lonely alleyway on a chilly night like this. My jealousy embraced my hate, and my soul screamed that I had seen enough. I sprung from the cover of shadow and pulled the young salaryman down to the pavement by the hair on the back of his head. Mayuko stumbled a couple of steps backward, and our eyes locked as I bit into his throat. Though the bloody drama unfolding was, by that night, routine, it was also extraordinary. There was something new in Mayuko's countenance, something I had never seen in her face. Remorse. I released my bite. Although I had not bled him dry, he was dead. While drinking, I had felt his heart stop. Mayuko also knew her newfound lover was dead. She had seen so many dead versions of my victims that she now recognized them on sight. She stared at me mournfully. Though I knew the answer, I asked her, "What's wrong?"
"Nothing."
"You look upset, Button." Button was my nickname for her. She shook her head.
"I'm fine, Cricket."
Cricket was her nickname for me.
"You should have told me not to kill him."
"But why?"
"Because you loved him,"
I said, showing my inexperience in matters of the heart.
"I knew him only a minute."
Her eyes were fixed upon his corpse. "Maybe it was love at first sight." She looked at me when I said that.
"You are my master, Orly. I am here to serve you, and you must feed. My feelings are unimportant."
Even though I knew she meant what she said about her feelings not being important, I didn't know how true it was. They were important to me, and I became frightened. Mayuko was my closest girlfriend. I didn't want to lose her friendship and affection, or have her hating me. I told myself I would make it up to her,